Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and Allegra.
C-I-P-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog?
I'm Allegra Ringo, a dog owner.
I'm Renee Culver, a dog wanter. On the boards is our producer, Alexis Preston. And this, Allegra Ringo, it is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers.
Oh, I feel very called out. I'm sorry.
I didn't know. Oh, God. Forgive me. Legs.
What?
Legs, you know what it is?
What?
It's October 25th. We are mere days away from Halloween.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm so scared.
Yeah. That's the appropriate reaction.
Is that right?
I'm just terrified.
Oh,
just
my God.
Terrified.
I'm scared all the time.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You know what I have for you?
What?
This is a great idea for a podcast. I brought up a lot of photos of Halloween costumes that I think are great.
Ooh.
That we have not yet seen.
Okay, great.
One of the best that I think you're going to love is a dog pincushion. Are you ready?
Oh, my gosh.
Stop it.
I'm dead.
Stop it. So It's a dog who's got kind of like a pillow on top of him, but it's in a circular form.
Oh, my God.
A little pincushion.
That's so cute. And he's like squinting his eyes like, what's going on?
Like,
so
cute. I don't understand what's happening.
Oh, that's a good one.
This one, right? And we've seen this before where a dog is made to be some sort of large motor vehicle, a bus, a tractor.
Thank you for putting it so properly.
Sure. This one is a dog subway.
Oh, that's so
his
cute.
His kid partner is the Metro Map.
This is a very, like, multiple layers. This costume took a while.
Right?
There's two people and a dog and a child involved.
Thought out.
Good.
But I gotta say, as far as partner, I got a few more. Okay, another one.
Settle in, guys.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
It's the end of Dogtober. It's the only thing we can do.
We got Popeye, Olive, and then the dog is the can of spinach.
Wow! That's a really good one.
That's not
oh
bad.
My God, that's really cute.
Yeah, you don't hate that.
No, I don't.
This one, okay, Curious George, the girlfriend is the monkey and the dog's the banana.
Okay.
But save the best for last, which I think you'll agree. The owner, bar soap, the dog, a loofah.
Oh, cute. And I think easy and doable. That seems to me doable.
Yeah.
The other ones, I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. But loofah.
Dog. Is that a little pug? It looks like it.
Yeah, it's a little loofah
pug.
Oh,
my God. Will you tweet these out?
Of course it will.
Or no.
Of course it will. Yeah. So just October 25th, we probably got just a second. The whole reason you're tuning in is, oh, God, what am I going to do for costumes?
October. Oh, true.
We just gave you so many.
Oh, that's true.
Set. I forgive me for not making it a segment, but I just think the urgency is here.
No, that's true.
It's now.
You guys, turn this off. Go make your dog a loofah. You can listen to this after Halloween.
Then you can tune in. But costumes, that is the forefront of all of our minds.
Oh, my gosh. And this is our last Dogtober episode.
Yeah.
So I think you're smart to get it in under the wire.
Sure.
Oh
well,
gosh.
Thank you. I appreciate your support in this. Now,
no, thank you.
Obviously, nothing else matters.
But
what else do we have?
Clearly. So the podcast is over. But
yes,
we have some cool stuff anyway.
Oh, boy, do we ever. Okay.
We have a dog we met this week.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell me about Bobo.
I am.
From what I understand. You have a mutt minute on the Shar Pei.
I do.
We have guest Demi Adidyuibe from the podcast Gilmore Guys and from The Good Place on NBC.
Couldn't be a bigger fan.
He's here with his little dog, Rue. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we have a Facebook thread of the week and some more cool stuff for you.
Love it. Let's get to it.
Let's do it.
And make your Halloween costume. Hey, Lex.
Right.
I would like to tell you about a dog I met this week.
Please do. I'm listening.
AKA my best friend.
Okay.
So I got an assignment. I was given a task. I was made to babysit for 8 hours at a place that only contained raw food in the kitchen.
Ooh, buddy.
Just glorified bowls of dirt. Just
what are they listening?
They won't. I feel pretty sure.
Well, maybe not.
In which case, listen, your food's delicious and I should change my ways. If you're listening.
I'm sure
if you're not listening.
I'm sure that solved it for
if
them.
If you're not listening.
Oh, never mind.
Did I order a pizza? Yeah, I did. At the recommendation of you, Miss Allegra Ringo. I was like, what am I going to do? And you're like, order a pizza. I'm like,
not a bad idea. Look, you're editorializing. You're once again putting words about pizza in my mouth. I said, well, are there any restaurants around? And you said, Legs, brilliant idea. And I was like, I didn't think that was that brilliant of an idea, but I mean, I guess. And then I got the text, you'd order a pizza.
I'd order a pizza.
But I think that is smart.
How else am I to get through this? I can't. So what a smart, wonderful kiddo that I'm watching. She's four.
Uh-huh.
Doctor is her favorite game. Her mom's a vet, so we're playing doctor.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's great. It's great. Until you just want to be careful when you're playing doctor to just let's handle this properly. So she's like, what are you in for today? And I was like, I got an itchy nose.
And then the doctor.
Sure, you gotta go. All right, she was on your side because she was like, that's not a real thing. So, well, and like the inner part of me was like, oh, we getting real? Okay, I pee when I jump rope. Figure that out for me. So I just, I made to we just, it was a lot of effort. So sure. Thank God for Bobo the dog.
Ooh.
Who was great. Got me through not having any food. Mm-hmm. Just, I went into the kitchen, I ruffled around, and he looking at me like, I agree. There's nothing in here. Oh, nothing here.
You and Bobo.
I would say Bobo's a lab mix.
Cute.
Real cute. But then even better. So I'm having a hard time getting through this doctor game. They've got a little bell, like a bell that you would have at a hotel.
Oh, sure.
That she can also play with. So in a panic, I ding the bell and I said, nurse! Bobo came running.
Wow!
Bobo came running.
Whoa!
Bobo the nurse. And then we were able to heal all things with various puppy kisses, a handshake, or something like that. Just played along like such a champ.
Oh, my gosh.
And then that bell became my best friend. So any time I was put in a game that I couldn't get myself through, mm-hmm. ding, ding, Bobo the nurse.
Great job, Bobo.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
So do I recommend babysitting in your 30s? No.
I was going to say.
Do I recommend doing it if there's Bobo? Yeah, you can get yourself through it.
I was going to say, Renee, do you need a little moral support? Because I didn't realize that getting through a game of Doctor with a 4-year-old was this trying for you. I would have reached out to you.
So crazy. I also was like, this is not good. I'm not doing a good job here.
I'm sure the kid thought you were doing a great job.
Well, it remains to be seen. We'll see. I'm sure she has a full report that she's writing, and I'll read my performance review.
Patient was uncooperative. Itchy nose.
Exactly.
Dubious.
What is this really about? But I was just so great because I was hungry, and it wasn't the easiest time. And so thank God for Bobo the dog.
I love the name Bobo also. Yeah. That's like an old-timey. It reminds me of like a 50s name for a dog.
Great. Isn't that terrific? Bobo the dog. I think in my taking a picture of the view of the place,
they have a
nice view. I think Bobo made it into the cut. So I'll see
if I
can give you a little pic.
Well, you better hope so for your own sake that Bobo's in there.
Right.
Great job, Bobo, and great job, pizza.
Yay. And that's it for Dogs and Vet this week. Hey, Allegra.
What's that?
Do you know what time it is?
I don't.
It's minute time. Sharpays!
If you meet a new breed and curiosity beckons, learn all about it in only 60 seconds.
Legs.
Renee.
I got Sharpays.
I'm really excited to learn about these wrinkly champions.
Oh, my gosh.
They have a lot of nicknames in my mind.
You know, it did. It took me an hour to write the report because the first 45 minutes is just scrolling through photos. These wrinkly puppies.
Oh, my God, the puppies.
Oh, no, it's
so ridiculous.
Cute. Yeah. It's too much.
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. And I'm happy to report the information supports. Yeah, they're that cute.
You didn't want to know the fact they aren't cute?
You know how sometimes that, like, this is a terrible example, but like a velociraptor upon first assessment, pretty cute.
The baby
but
one's
then,
pretty cute.
Boy,
true.
Yeah, you get yourself in a whole world.
Okay,
of
good.
Trouble.
So these are not the velociraptors of dogs. Thank God.
As I hypothesized, I was terribly wrong.
Great scientific method. Look, you tried it.
Yep.
You proved your hypothesis wrong.
Gave it a go.
That's fine.
Real wrong. Okay. It's fine.
I'm very excited to learn about
that. You got a clock for me?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Your time begins now.
All right. The Sharpay, upon first assessment, according to me, looks like a baby bull mastiff wearing a grown-up bull mastiff suit. Get it? The wrinkles. The wrinkles on these guys are what some might call too much. They also have tiny ears and a curly tail. Interesting, though, the word Sharpay doesn't refer to the wrinkles, the tiny ears, or the tail. It means sand skin, and that refers to their distinct bristle-like coat. Though the Chinese Sharpay was the 134th breed recognized by the American Kennel Society, they've been around for hundreds of years. The Sharpays were first developed to be a guard dog and a hunting dog and a fighting dog and a herding dog in China, but today the Sharpays are mostly enjoyed just for being beloved companions. This breed is calm and also can live in an apartment. He's also independently thinking and sometimes an aloof dog. His heritage of being a guardian and a fighting dog can make him an excellent watchdog and guard dog, so much that he kind of needs to be taught not to overreact with people and animals that he doesn't know. And early training can help out with this. Time.
Oh my God. 1 minute exactly.
Whoa!
I showed it
hey,
to her.
Oh.
Great
hey.
Job.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
You know what's so great about hitting that 1 minute is the stumbles. You learn to love the stumbles.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah,
because
it
it's
got
perfect.
Me to a minute.
I know.
It's a
fair.
Nice metaphor for life. You got to appreciate the stumbles.
This has been so
inspiring.
Because
sometimes it allows you to arrive right where you're supposed to be.
This has been Inspiration Corner with Renee and Allegra. Goodbye.
Yeah. Mind you, I'm a babysitter. Maybe don't take advice
great job.
From me.
Look.
Oh my gosh. Like these dogs.
They're so cute.
Oh boy. Now, somewhere I got it in my head that Sharpays were maybe a little bit fussy. They were a little bit of a grumps. But in researching it, what they were saying is that when you go back to the kind of the lineage of Sharpays of how they came to be, is they are mixed with a chow mix.
Oh.
And those guys can be a little bit more aggressive. And they were saying that sometimes people can compare the two or mistake the two. People being me.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. But these guys are great. Like, they can be a little independent, but as far as being fussy, yeah.
They're so cute.
They're great.
How big are we talking?
Great question. I looked at between 40 and 50 pounds, 8 inches at the shoulder.
Oh, great. Oh, okay. So, like, a solid medium. A team all dog.
You can pick them up.
Oh, yeah. I'm picking them up.
Yeah, I think you should.
Can I put my face in the wrinkles?
Yeah. So cute.
They were also so easy to groom, they say, because the hair is so short
right.
and they don't shed that much. They said the only problem is that occasionally, if they're playing in the mud, you gotta kind of filter through those wrinkles. Get the mud out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Disgusting, but cute.
Yeah.
It's like more cute than disgusting. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Also, what a dream. A short-haired dog that doesn't shed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was great. It was a perfect assignment.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, I would like to give you one without looking at the list. And then if you think I'm right, we can just go with it. If you think I'm not, no. Have we done Akitas?
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have either. Can we try it?
Let's try it.
Now, can I give you a reference that only musical theater people will know?
Yes.
All right. I know. But there is an Akita named Evita in Rent.
Oh, cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you can reference that in any way, me and probably one other person who knows that reference would really appreciate it.
I'll think about it.
That's the nicest way to say no I've ever heard.
All right, you guys, we have a Jumbotron. This is for Jonathan J.D., John Tanzer, from your Aw Buddies.
Oh,
I know, it's already
buddy.
Cute. It's already cute. Oh, my God, it's already. You got that before me. So cute.
I love it.
Okay, here's what they say. Happy birthday, John. Here's hoping these fun facts elicit an Aw Buddy from Renee and an Allegra trademark three gasps in succession reaction.
This is the best Jumbotron ever.
Really good. All right, John, one, owns Jack Russell. Great. Her name is Rachel. She has a white spot on her bum shaped exactly like a heart. Very cute.
What?
Yeah,
already I'm at an Aw Buddy.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I'm already at three gasps. two, saved a dog from drowning during a hurricane.
What? No way.
Three, is moving to Shanghai in December to start a rescue for street dogs. You're the best.
Stop it. No, that is a genuine Aw Buddy.
Oh, my God. You got my three gasps.
The best.
This guy is the best.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you are. What are we celebrating?
We are celebrating his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Great job, Jonathan. John J.D. Tanzer. this is a great Jumbotron. Oh, my gosh. Hope you have a happy birthday, and thank you for all your hard work with dogs.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, if you want to purchase a Jumbotron, you can do it. It's easy and fun. You can go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. You can purchase a personal message for a birthday, anniversary, for your dog. You can also buy a commercial message if you're a small business that would like to advertise. So just head to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron.
And happy birthday, John.
Can I Pet Your Dog is sponsored in part by BarkBox, a monthly package of 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys curated around a surprise theme. Now, Renee.
Yes.
Have you seen Pistachio interact with her BarkBox?
Oh, I absolutely have.
Items.
I know I say this every time, but I, as somebody who's given gifts to dogs being like, oh, this is going to be a hit, and then it is not.
Sure.
They don't care for it. I don't know how BarkBox consistently finds stuff the dogs love.
Oh,
no matter
God.
What it is, no matter what month it is, they're like, yeah, home run.
Oh, my gosh.
Here. Tell me Pistachio's favorite.
Ooh, what has her? Well, I have to say that her favorites are all RIP toys because they get killed pretty fast.
But they're at least they interacted with
That's
them.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Her favorite toys tend to get destroyed pretty fast. But let's see. In the past, she's loved the sunflower from the county fair one. She really loved this little like hippie guy that she tore up like within minutes. But it was out of love, not hate. It was so cute. She loves them. They also have really delicious treats that she just goes crazy over. It's really great. It's also so fun. I've received it as a gift. Last Christmas, actually, Christmas is coming up, friends and relatives.
Yep.
Last Christmas, I got it as a gift, 3 months of it, and it was so much fun.
Time to circle back around with
oh
that.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, Adam's mom, who got it for me last Christmas, it is coming up again.
I don't know if you know the date, but it is October 25th.
Oh, my gosh. Let's get ready.
Yes.
It is really a truly great and like easy gift for dog owners. It's like a shoo-in.
Sure.
They pick the best all-natural treats. They're all made in the USA or Canada, and innovative toys to match a dog's unique needs. Plus, if your dog doesn't like something in the box, BarkBox will send you something they'll love for free. Now, I've never had to take advantage of this. I don't know anyone who has, but it's pretty cool that it's basically a guarantee.
Any guarantee is great, but especially when it comes to this. It's just so
I know.
Guarantees? I'm for them.
Oh my God.
But especially with this, like, it's just so, because I think that would be the type of thing where I'm like, I don't, like, it's not
like
a person
it?
That has a consistent opinion. It's a dog. So how am I to know? But with this guarantee, you're like, great, I'll send it. Don't we find one we like?
But I've never even come close because Pistachio goes nuts. Even like when you get it in the mail, she like starts snorting and like going crazy because she knows what it is.
So cute.
It's so cute.
Yeah. The few times that I've watched Pistachio, I think you've put some of the BarkBox treats in there and she'll maybe hold out. She'll be like, I know you got BarkBox treats. Let's go with
that. That's
those.
Interesting. Yeah. She's no fool.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the extra cool thing, you guys. Can I Pet Your Dog listeners can get a free extra month of BarkBox when you sign up for a 6 or 12 month plan. Just visit BarkBox.com/yourdog when you subscribe. That's BarkBox.com/yourdog.
Hi, everybody. I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
And I'm Griffin McElroy. And this is our serious promo. No horsing around, you two.
If you like this three gentlemen being adults about topics and giving advice for them, to them, my brother, and me is a podcast for you, serious-minded adults.
No monkey shines, no falderall.
Hey, let me ask you a question. How sophisticated is your palate?
You like Merlot?
Our show is basically like the Merlot and dark chocolate of podcasts.
So you gotta be grown up to like them.
Our podcast is Toilet Wine.
Listen to the Toilet Wine of podcasts every Monday right here at MaximumFun.org.
Listen up, Midwestern Max Funsters. Do not miss out on the inaugural Chicago Podcast Festival, November 17th through 19th. Catch the hilarious ladies of Lady to Lady and the witty and incisive Aneke and James from Minority Corner. Plus, Bullseye with Jesse Thorne will feature interviews with some pretty heavy hitters like Andre Royo and Dwayne Kennedy. Don't snooze, don't lose. Tickets are available right now. Visit MaximumFun.org and buy them.
All right, you guys, we're very excited to have live in studio with us Demi Adidu-Ibe from the podcast Gilmore Guys. Plus, you also know him from Twitter, from Vine, from being a writer on The Good Place on NBC. Demi, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo.
And guess who else is here? Rue, the dog, you're a dog sitting.
That's right. My friend Miel left town and left me with her dog, and then you guys were like, come on the podcast. I was like, I'll have experience.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect. Rue is, I mean, I think heavenly, magical, amazing, but beyond those descriptives, how could we describe this pup? What do we think?
Let's
go with breed. Let's describe her aesthetic, and then we can talk about her personality.
I think she is a Pomeranian Chihuahua mix. Every time my friend says that, she's like, I think. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's true. Besides that, she's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Very chill. Okay, I say chill, and then she starts pawing at my leg. She doesn't bark much. She's, like, really quiet, relaxed, takes a lot of naps.
Oh, my gosh.
Very happy.
That's a great dog to dog sit.
Such a great dog. She loves walks, and I like walking with her. She's the best.
She's perfect. She's clearly in love with you.
Oh, yeah. She's like jumping up in his lap. She's way into him.
The best.
It's real cute.
So we got an all black coat, a white belly, and a white paw. As cute as we want
Very
to be.
Very cute.
And currently, let's give you a, as it happens, actually jumping up on your lap with a big smile as if to say, hey, you nailed that description of me. Great job.
Does not really seem interested in her salmon treats.
No, which is weird because yesterday was all that she would eat. I couldn't even get her to eat the pellets. But
really?
Now she's just like, it's weird. She only eats when she, like, I mean, all dogs only eat when they want to, but if I try to put food in front of her when she seems hungry, she's just like, no.
How funny.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
She's like, I'm in control of this.
Right. Yeah. When I say go.
Never quite figured out how to feed this dog.
That's interesting. It's kind of a cat, almost a cat-like behavior,
it
I
really
feel
is.
Like.
She kind of looks like a cat to me.
She is kind of a cat size.
She's so cute. Now, how did you come into being sweet little Rue's dog sitter?
So, Rue was adopted by my friend Miel, and I am very close with Miel. But every time she leaves town, she's just like, I can't put her in a kennel, can't take her with me. It's so hard to take her on a plane. And I'm just instantly like, I will jump up and take care of this dog because I like being a dog uncle. It's all the fun of owning a dog without so much of the responsibility.
Yeah.
And I can't quite own a dog yet just because I'm worried about having a dog that I have to leave at home for so long when I work during the day. Mm-hmm. And I think my current apartment has a whole process that I don't want to do for having a dog. So I'm just harboring this little fugitive in my place.
Don't tell the feds.
Please don't tell the feds. I've got two strikes.
This is the last thing we need. Yeah.
The last thing we need. You're in a very similar situation as Renee. Renee is also a famous dog aunt.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. And I couldn't agree more. I think we were talking about this before we started recording. I love the amount of spoiling that you can do. Just like, absolutely, you're getting bacon for breakfast. Why wouldn't you?
Of course.
Why wouldn't you? But then also, if maybe there's a little misbehavior, or I've got a few dogs that I walk, one loves to bark at a skateboarder running by.
Oh, they all do.
They just love it. And it's nice and comforting to be like, oh, this isn't on me for not being properly disciplinary.
Right, yeah.
It's not my dog, you holler.
Yeah.
And then you're off the hook, I think.
Yeah, everyone's forgiving.
Sure. just explaining it's not yours. Now, did you grow up with dogs?
I didn't. Weirdly enough, my parents both hate dogs.
Interesting.
And my mom really, really hates cats. She thinks they're evil. But my parents are just like not big pet people. Like,
sure.
We had fish and those didn't last very long. And past that, they were like, of course you're not going to get a dog. But... No, I didn't. I grew up loving dogs. Like, anytime I had a family friend that had dogs, I would just sit and talk with the dog rather than with the family friends.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
I've always loved dogs, but never got a chance to have them growing up.
Sure.
That's interesting. How do you think your love of dogs developed if you kind of weren't, like, exposed to them a lot in your home and stuff?
I'm not sure. I bet it's partially because there's so much media growing up that was like Air Bud and Beethoven of stuff that I would watch constantly just showing the good nature of dogs, and I internalized that. And not having a dog of my own, I never got the chance to think, oh, maybe they're not so great. So.
Sure. Sure. And also, have you met a dog? They're dogs.
Exactly.
That's how you
get. A dog's smile is like one of the, I'll cry.
Aww,
it's too much.
Sweet.
Oh my gosh.
No, were you particularly a fan of any sort of dog movie growing up that kind of rings a bell? For me, it was Homeward Bound.
Oh,
I love that one.
I still cry on Homeward Bound every time.
Oh, it'll get me.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know particularly if I was a fan of... Well, I mean, Air Bud and Beethoven were great. I think I've watched the original Air Bud maybe like 20 times.
Yes.
It's really
yes.
nuts. I love making jokes about the scene at the end with the clown who is the newspaper and is like, no, you come here. I can't believe that was in a movie that children watched.
Ow.
It's nuts. But I don't think, aside from those two, there were any that stuck out. Like, All Dogs Go to Heaven was great. I had to avoid the ones where I knew a dog would die.
Oh, sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Even now, I can't do it. It's
me
not
either.
Fair.
Yep.
Oh,
no,
my gosh. I almost forgot. Disney's The Kid had a three-legged dog in it. And every time I see, like, a three-legged dog, I get, like, a little tear of sadness inside. But I love it, too.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you need more love from me.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. We're all going to cry.
Great.
I know.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
I love
it. It's so cute.
So much.
I don't remember The Kid. God, that sounds great.
It's
I
great.
See that.
It's great. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
I think you would dig it. So
now
we have a little loving, loving rivalry between Team Big Dog and Team Small Dog. Allegra's Team Small Dog. She loves the small ones. I love the big ones.
Right.
Where does your love line?
I got to join Team Big Dog.
Yeah, that's a boy.
I am sorry.
Brutal.
Even though Rue is Team Small Dog,
sure.
She seems like an outlier for Team Small Dog. She's not very yippy.
Ooh, fair.
She's very, like, just very quiet and relaxed. I think she's even a service animal, but...
No.
Something about how cuddly big dogs are and how smiley they get. Like, they always shed, which is the worst thing, but
of course.
That's the one thing I'll forgive, because I'll just, like... You know, you lie down and a big dog tackles you and you're just like, okay, you're my blanket now.
Yeah.
It's great.
I couldn't agree more. I think, like, in a crisis, I could ride him. It's
right.
also
yeah,
kind of nice.
You need to, you need to get out of a burning building real quick.
Exactly.
Then you got Clifford.
Right. There's also just something so satisfying by being able to give a two-armed hug.
Yes.
Just a, all right,
yeah.
There you are.
Although I really do like that if I need to, I can scoop Rue up with one hand.
Yeah.
And carry her out like a purse.
Sure. I will say, though, that I think Rue is puffing up a little bit. Like, I can be a big dog, big dog, small dog. What do you need? I got them both for you.
Oh, she's doing a great job.
A little sweet pea. So, obviously, you can't quite have a dog of your own just yet.
Right.
If you were to get your dream dog, do we know what breed? Do we know maybe what name?
I have no idea of any of this, which is, I had a conversation like a week ago of just what my favorite dog breed was, and I couldn't even think of dog breeds and, like, picture them. Like, I know Corgis, I know Shiba Inus, I know Pomeranians and Basenjis and stuff, but I can't, for some reason... Rue is now just like, she's like, say my breed. Come on, say
me. What about me? I'm right before you. I'm going to help you. The answer's me.
I feel like when I think of a dog, the stock answer in my head is retriever just sure. because yeah. they're just what I picture of as like the family dog, mm-hmm. which is something so sweet to me, but mm-hmm. I can't think of a name.
Yeah. No, that's, and I think a little, we like a let the dog pick their name
yeah.
type of a situation.
Right. Lay out a few choices and whichever sure. the dog walks yeah. towards.
Yeah,
is,
there you
is
go.
The name.
Right. I will also tell you, as I didn't know breeds very well at all before I got a dog. Yeah. And like the second I got one, now I'm like, oh, I know what every breed is. Like yeah. now I can think of them much more easily because it's like a part of my life that I'm like obsessed with.
Sure.
I don't know. For some reason, like having a dog makes it easier to remember like that breed is this and this is this. I don't know. It's like all I think about.
Definitely.
So.
I also recommend having a dog podcast. That'll make you pay attention to dog breeds real fast.
I would imagine yeah. if you guys have done 20 episodes and you're just like, I don't know. What's this one?
It's
like
the fluffy one.
It's red. This one's brownish.
Good point. Oh, Jimmy, what I would give to have you as our third host so that the category can be now red dogs.
Red dogs. That oh my God. Are real.
We do have a dog in our Facebook group named Red Dog. Oh.
Really?
Really cute.
That's yeah, cute.
I know.
A lot of fun.
It's very cute.
There is a YouTube channel that my girlfriend introduced me to, and I don't remember what it's called, but we were just looking through all of the breeds there. It was like there's it's just like an infomercial. They have like infomercials about dogs and just like info about the breeds. And like this one's used to shedding a lot. And this one's used to has a lot of fur. So you can't carry it in the winter. And I was just every time we watched one, I was like, I didn't know any of this about this dog. Why is Rue so lucky?
Oh my gosh, it's so good. So sweet little Rue, pawing at your lap. Also is now ready for the treat. Now prepared.
No, not ready. No. What does she want? So
just making sure it's there. Just making sure like you didn't give it to somebody else, did you?
No.
Just making sure.
But I wish I could remember the name of this YouTube channel, but we were watching them and I was just realizing how much I don't know about dogs and how every dog, I'm just kind of like, I would love this dog. And at the end, they're just like, yeah. you can't have it in a hot climate because it's got yep. so much fur yeah. and it sheds a lot. And mm-hmm. then I just go, oh, okay, not that one.
Yeah,
that sounds like a great YouTube channel.
See, yeah. I will get to the very, very end. I'm like, perfect. This dog is perfect for me. And they're like, life expectancy, 2 years. And I'm like, what?
No, yes.
No, we got so close.
There was one that was like 8 years. And I was like, I know that seems long, but I can't do
no,
that.
That's no, that's not Oh, it was, no. it was a big no. dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a dog that the way it was described was it loves to work. And they were like, put it to work. Let it drag a cart for you. And I was like, I can't do that, but also I don't want to be there at the end of its life.
Right. Yeah.
Precisely.
I want to outlive a dog.
Exactly. Also, you like don't live in the middle of the country in like the 1800s, so
exactly.
I don't know if you need this dog.
Right. Sure. I'm not prospecting for gold.
Sure. And then also the thing, like you just told me how long we got. Let's maybe let him relax.
Oh my
Let's
God,
let him chill.
Yeah.
Why are we putting him to work? Give him a relax.
At the end of his life, he's going to be like, I'm glad I used all 8 years of my life to pull a cart.
To pull a wagon with
I'm
nothing
a horse
in it.
Now.
Just for show.
Yeah. We have researched a couple different breeds that were bred like specifically to be working dogs. What was the one breed with like the real psycho guy who was like, this must be the perfect working
oh,
dog.
Sure. I think Golden Retrievers.
I think it was Golden Retrievers. Yeah. And this guy just like went nuts and he was like, they must be the perfect dog. And it's like, let's calm down a little bit. Like, look, I'm not complaining. The Golden Retriever turned out great.
It's great.
But it's like, could you please relax a little
okay.
bit?
Right. They
Let
can just
the dog
be, dogs.
Be a dog.
They can just be dogs.
Oh, sorry, Rue. I popped her with my foot. Oh, no, she's so
fine.
Mad
she's
now.
She's great. She loved it.
Oh, no. She's
great.
Me.
Yeah, we're playing tag.
Like, I don't even know what that was.
What a good pup. Now, in your experience with Rue, does she have any unique, like, habits that she has or funny traits that she exhibits?
One of her legs, one of her hind legs, I think was broken for a time. So now anytime she goes down a stair, she's like hopping her entire body down the staircase.
Oh, that's cute.
And like keeping her hind leg up so that it doesn't touch the ground, which always worries me at first. But then she gets down to the bottom. She's like, I'm fine. And keeps walking. She really loves, like she'll just stare at me for a while and then I'll just go, what? And she'll turn and start stretching and like make it clear that she wants to be a pat on the stomach. And then when I do, she reacts as if like I didn't do anything. She's like, okay, cool. And just turns away. And I don't know if she's nagging me or what's happening, but she loves to be pet on the stomach, but hates to show that she loves
sure,
it.
Sure, that this was enjoyable for me. Yeah. That's hilarious.
And I think I just realized earlier when you heard the whining on the microphone, that she was trying to get up on my lap, I'm pretty sure. She sure. sometimes just loves to stand on my lap for no reason.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She's kind of an enigma.
She really is. I will never understand her, but I will always love her.
It's Aww. Great, though. I also love what a sense of humor she has. She's like, oh, listen, I'm going to make him think something wrong with my leg. Now that Reykjavik is bad at belly rubs.
I'm going to pretend I want a treat. I don't really.
She wants nothing.
Yeah.
She's such a cute little girl.
Guys, I have a correction.
Yes.
From our wonderful producer. The breed I was thinking of was German Shepherds, not Golden Retrievers.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you, Alexis.
Alexis.
For saving me on that one.
Phew. Well,
I know. What would we do without her?
I was the one who told you Golden Retriever. So.
Oh, hey, yeah.
It was on me.
Thank you, Alexis. Thanks for nothing, Renee. I knew it was one of those, too.
I love it. Now, Dimmy, you are doing the Max Fun Circuit. We've got you on Pop Rocket.
That's right.
Great. So we will go ahead and let you guys have a little bit of chill time before we make you hop on another podcast. But before we go, do you mind playing a little game with us called Name That Dog?
Absolutely.
What a good guy. What a good guy. So so we've established your team, Big Dog. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to give you a big breed. We've also established breeds are kind of hard to say.
Oh, true.
I can generally, like, I feel like when it's like Australian something, I go, okay, I know that one.
I can put it together. So here's what I'd like to do. So you said you're familiar with Beethoven.
Yes.
So we know St. Bernard's.
Ooh.
You said if it's an Australian, meaning maybe two different colored eyes, like an Australian Shepherd. So can we do an Australian Shepherd, St. Bernard mix, which is basically a St. Bernard with two different colored eyes.
Right.
Okay. All right. And that's a boy. What do we want to name that guy?
Ooh, he's beautiful in my mind.
Yes.
In my head, I just want to say Charlie, but I know that's just because I'm thinking of Charles Grodin, the male star of Beethoven. So not a great choice, but someone big and cuddly, maybe it is like a... See, now my other option is Bernie, and I'm just thinking, like, what's a big guy called?
Oh,
I love it. And it leans into Bernard, part of St. Bernard.
Yeah. I like both of those.
Yes.
Right?
I think Charlie or Bernie, both very cute.
With an E on the end, just sort of like a playful nature.
Both of those are perfect. I love
those
it.
Those are perfect.
I also love that you didn't lean into Grodin. We'll just name him.
Well, yeah, my runner-up was Grody.
Grody.
I'm on board now. That's terrific.
I love that you remember the name of the male star of Beethoven.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Just lightning fast.
Yeah.
There are two things in my head at all times. It's who is Air Bud, it's the dog, and who is the male star of Beethoven, it's Charles Grodin.
Like, I would know the dog star. I wouldn't be able to call that to mind that quickly.
It's so true. Now, I cannot imagine that any of our listeners do not listen to your podcast, but just let's say they don't.
There's gotta be some.
No, not that they know
it's good
for them.
Not
that they know it's good for them. It is the world's best podcast.
There are people who love dogs and don't love Gilmore Girls. Thank you, though.
I disagree. I don't trust them. I don't like them. I also maybe was curious if you went to the Luke's pop-up diner. Did you do that to yourself? I did not myself.
Okay. I know Kevin did, but I don't like coffee, so I was just kind of like, well, I'm just going to wait in the line.
On all accounts, it was an absurd thing to participate in, but I'm glad that half of you did.
Right. It seems like everyone's reaction to it was like, well, I guess it's just they put sleeves on coffee cups.
Yeah,
which is, you know, great. Good promo.
Sure. The one I went to had a hanging sign that said Luke's. And that's how you knew it was. And for people who don't know, there was a pop-up diner, Luke's Diner, popped up about a week ago. Only open for a few hours.
Right.
People waited for hours and hours to get a cup of coffee.
Hours.
Oh my gosh!
Oh boy!
And this is a reference to a diner in Gilmore Girls.
There you go.
Very good. I gather.
Yes. but no, I think I would venture to say that if you run the gamut of your opinion of Gilmore Girls, you're still going to love this podcast. It is so good, Gilmore.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
For those of you on the fence, Gilmore Girls has a dog in it.
Yay!
Oh, there you
exactly.
go.
Great pitch.
Great pitch.
I've actually never seen Gilmore Girls. Are you mad? Wait, but you hadn't either.
No, I'm not mad. It's fine.
Just being a good sport.
Thank you.
Being a good sport about it. Now, have you seen enough Gilmore Girls to know what Paul Anka looks like?
Oh yeah.
Can I do you a bonus round and give Paul Anka another nickname?
Okay.
Where would you name Paul Anka?
First of all, he needs another nickname because
Paul Anka.
Yeah, she didn't try. Okay. He's very hairy. I would go like Littlefoot because he's also tiny. He looks like Bigfoot, but tiny. So he's
like Littlefoot.
Also like Lamb Before Time.
Yes.
But not as tragic.
No, it's too tragic.
don't worry about it.
Okay, Middlefoot.
Yay!
There we go.
Middlefoot. Such an appealing name.
Size foot. That's brilliant.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's so great.
Okay, where can we listen to Gilmore Guys and where can we find you on Twitter and on the internet at large?
You can check out Gilmore Guys either on iTunes in the podcast section or on SoundCloud or just from the website of our provider, headgum.com. And I'm everywhere on the internet.
You are.
At Electrolemon is my username. So.
Great. Can you spell that for folks?
Sure thing. E-L-E-C-T. T-R-O-L-E-M-O-N. I've never had to spell it before.
You're getting a lot of quizzes,
Renee.
Really,
I didn't mean to. I just guarantee everybody's going to be like, wait, what did he say? And they're going to want to follow you, and it'll be a thing. So thank you for walking through. Also, think that'll be the last quiz we have today.
Thank
should
you
we
so
watch
much.
The Good Place?
I do not like Yes, you should.
Yeah. Is
you,
it a good place to
it
be?
It is a great place,
It is so charming. Oh, man, is it charming.
It.
Yeah,
I,
it's great.
It's very charming, and I feel happy that I got to work on the show because I only got to see the pilot and the episode that I wrote, which is episode 10. So I'm watching it with everyone.
Oh, fun.
And every time I watch it, I'm, like, laughing for real, even though I've read all the scripts. And I'm just like, I'm really a fan of the show. So
That's
I'm
great.
Very delighted
it's
that I...
so good. You know how occasionally you can get a hold of a sitcom that maybe the acting is through the roof, but the writing...
Sure.
And then sometimes the writing, oh, boy, and then the acting. It just marries both of them. It's so good. Your jokes are so good. The performances are so good.
Yours personally.
Yeah, check that. Yeah.
I wrote everyone. No. Ted Danson in this show is, I mean, he's always on TV for a reason, but
sure.
he's spectacular. Everything he ever says is gut busting.
Oh my
it's
God.
Great.
It's great. Also a silver fox, may I just say.
He really
looks
is.
Great.
Mary Steenburgen is a lucky woman.
Oh my God. Totally. Well, Demi, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, Rue.
Yay, Rue.
She
thank
says
you're
welcome.
Us. She did say that. Yay. She signed it.
Allegra.
Hey.
It's time for Facebook Thread of the Week.
Yay!
And I think you're going to be really... That's perfect! That's real nice. Doesn't need a theme song, doesn't need anything.
Thank
it just
you.
Needs an acknowledgement of, yo, we're in for a treat.
We love it.
What fun. What fun. You know who brought us this week's?
Who?
Paige Laurie.
Great job.
She's wonderful.
Great job,
just,
Paige.
Just terrific over there on the Facebook group. So she asks, if your dog was a person, what job do you think they would have?
Great question.
Isn't that a great job? No, let's go starting with Pistachio. What do you think?
Oh, my God. No, I'm on the spot. Oh, my
okay.
God.
Well, you know what? I will give you three choices,
okay.
and then you can
Ooh.
Say none of those.
Okay.
None of those. Okay, so boy, I think Pistache is just the best hostess.
Oh, that's nice.
But not for long term.
Okay.
I think she's a real quick, hey, so good to see you. Now back to my own business. So I think she'd be a great hotel concierge.
Ooh.
Great to see you. Here's your trip. Here's your thing. Please don't follow up.
Nelly. Okay, but what if someone calls like, hey, I need more towels?
Yeah. We pass that on to somebody else.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right, she's a delegator.
She'd be perfect.
Okay.
But she's also a leader.
Sure.
Right. So I think she'd be an excellent politician, but not in a shady way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like a service person, like a Leslie Knope.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just here's what we under blankets.
Sure. All
Let's
the
fight
time.
For it. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. I like it.
And then the last one, I think beef tester. Right.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
I really like all those choices.
Mm-hmm.
I do think I think she's kind of a no-nonsense dog.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, hey, pet me, give me some food. I'm going back under my blankets.
Right.
She doesn't really, like, mess around.
Agreed.
So I love your first two choices. I think she'd be a no-nonsense concierge.
Yep.
She'd be a no-nonsense politician.
Yep.
So guys,
agreed.
It's time to cut the fluff, so to speak.
Yes.
However, I feel it would be cruel of me
yes.
not to give her the job she really wants.
Which is?
Beef tester.
Oh, very nice. Sure. Well, and, like, maybe we could do, like, a food reviewer. Type
Ooh.
Of a restaurant, the person who comes in and say, great work
Ooh,
over
like
here.
A food critic?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not enough beef in your vegetarian dish.
Well, true.
Yeah.
But I also feel like she would be like, A+, five stars,
yeah,
every single time.
True. She would.
That's so
she
cute.
Would. Yeah. Three howls.
Oh, my God. Three howls. Are there a ton of cute dog jobs
it's,
on there?
Oh, my gosh. You don't even know. You know what? It's you were so gracious to pull up the phone. And then you handed it to me so that I could tell you what it was.
Well, no, look.
And then I didn't know what the code was. What do we got so far?
Okay, I want to look at them for myself because
okay.
I'm being selfish here.
You were being delightful.
Maria says her dog would be a security guard.
Mm.
Might be tiny, but he's a tough guy.
Good
point.
Love it.
Also Pistachio.
No.
I would say I would give Pistachio paranoid security guard doing too good a job. Let's take it down a notch. We're not paying you to do it this well. Let's see. Katrina says Bo would be a personal trainer.
Ooh.
He's bossy, enthusiastic, and has endless amounts of energy.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God.
I like that. I believe in that.
Laura says taste tester.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
Obviously.
Laura, I didn't see that. I'm sorry. I stole yours.
Oh, no. I mean, I think that's fair. Thomas says, Donnie runs a semi-popular news reblogging site, which, although he has nothing meaningful to say, will wake you up at 2 a.m. to tell you about it. Very specific.
Whoa. That's pretty perfect. I love it. God, I love these. These are fantastic.
There's so many good ones on here. And there's, of course, accompanying pictures. People have very specific, very good ideas. Ooh, Stacy, our good friend Stacy, says her dog, Cece, would be a sassy secretary.
Ooh.
Agreed.
Oh, she would be.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she would be.
She does not put up with your nonsense.
She's like, yeah, no, of course I'll take a message.
Yeah,
Why
she
wouldn't
won't.
I?
Ooh, really good. There's like, I'm scrolling through like I'm going to read all of them, but there's way too many of them.
Oh, they're really good. And they just went up recently, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're already looking at 68 comments.
Yeah.
Probably by the time this goes up, it'll be way more.
Oh, man. We're going to be in the thousands.
Oh, my God. It's really cute. Maybe really great answers in there, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent job. Paige, great work.
And we'll pin it for you.
Allegra Ringo.
Nicole Ringo.
You know what we haven't talked about maybe a whole episode is how great our producer, Alexis Preston, is.
Oh, great point.
No, she's awesome.
She's doing great.
Just the best. I don't know if we got to talk about it too much, but when we had Demi in here, Alexis spent most of the time waving at the dog from outside the window.
I kept thinking she was trying to get my attention, but she was just waving at the dog.
Waving at old Ruru.
Just Ruru. Adorable.
Yes.
So cute.
So we have the world's best producer, who is also the world's best waver.
Great waving. A-plus waving.
Fantastic.
Hire her to wave at your dog.
Yes. You know what else we have the world's best of?
What?
Listeners.
Ooh, great point.
Awesome. I think that they will also enjoy other Max Fun shows, including Dead Pilot Society. That's our newest one.
Yes.
We love a Jordan Jesse Go.
Sure.
A lot of fun. All old Maxfield shows. Not Maxfield. Nope, McElroy shows. Allegra, you're the best at giving me a face that says I support you.
I just wasn't sure. Maxfield. I support you.
I want to pull back here a little bit. You will never find a more supportive friend than Allegra, but as she watches you stumble through it, her face is like, I'm going to catch you when you're done, but I have no idea where you're going. No clue.
I'm sorry. I don't mean it to be that way.
It's just sort of this aghast of like, I'm definitely going to get you out of this. But oh man,
I just don't know what it is
yet. What are you doing? McElroy. That's the word I was looking for. All McElroy shows. You know what we haven't talked about is Schmanners.
Ooh.
Our sweet little Schmanners. So check out that one. Also check out, is Rose Buddies a Max Fun show?
No.
Okay. But it's still great though. Just check it out. Just check it out. And Sawbones.
Oh my God. Love Sawbones. Great. I learned something new. I will listen every week. I always learn something
terrific.
New.
And then obviously Gilmore Guys. I know that's not a Max Fun show either, but if you are looking for another podcast, go to that one. It's so good.
It's really fun. Yeah. Thank you for this. And related to a little cheerleading. That was a whole choreographed routine.
Yeah. Great.
Speaking of our great listeners, thank you so much to everyone who has rated, reviewed, and subscribed to us on iTunes. It helps us a ton when you write us little reviews. Even if you think we are too happy, that's okay. We agree with you. We just appreciate your reviews.
Yes.
So if you haven't yet, please head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe. It only takes a second, and it really helps us a lot. And plus, if you have any friends who love dogs, we would love if you'd share the podcast with a friend.
Yep.
It really helps us out, and it's like one of the main ways we find new listeners and new dog lovers.
And again, to those who have, thank you so much.
Huge thanks.
We also want to thank Paige Weldon for our logo, Aaron Hagen for our theme song, and Becca Murray for our photography.
What else? Oh,
I think social media.
We did
right?
Social. Yes, that is true. We talked about our Facebook thread of the week, but we did not tell you how to get to it. Just head over to Facebook, search "Can I Pet Your Dog" in the search bar. We're a closed group, but we'll add you if you're not a spammer. If you are, you better watch out. Stop listening to this.
You're
podcast.
You're gonna get added, but then deleted immediately.
And we'll add you right in there. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle on both is at CIPYD Podcast, and we want to see pictures of your dogs across all media. So please send them.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
And you guys, happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah, have a very safe Dogtober and Halloween. A happy and safe Halloween.
You got your priorities straight. I was like, send us pictures. Safety second.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Pictures first. Safety second.
There we go. That's how we want you to celebrate this holiday.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Send us your pumpkin dogs, your dogs and as martinis, as Renee, one of Renee's favorite.
One of my favorites.
Your pincushion dogs.
Yes. Yes.
High
and your
priority.
Loofah. If you don't have it, just loofah. Just be a loofah and soap.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what I realize is a theme with the dog costumes you suggested is like little puffs. Like pincushion,
yes.
Loofah. It's like a puffy.
I do love a little puff.
Motif. It's real cute.
Cotton candy. Get in there.
What about just a cotton ball?
No.
Oh, my God. Put your dog in something puffy and round. Or straight up pumpkin. Look, let's go old school.
Okay, that's fine.
Puffy pumpkin.
Whatever. So long as it's puffy, we're happy.
Oh, my God. So cute.
Right.
Yeah, we want to see your dog costumes. Please send them to us ASAP. It's urgent.
Thank you. Thank you. What a PSA.
Oh, my gosh. Thank God. Very important.
Well, Legs, we got to go tell all of Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. Let's do it.
Dog costumes. So I got to go.
Okay.
But before I do, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.